these vaccines are safe and effective.
That it was safe and effective for the American public.
And we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
The vaccine is safe, and we know that it's effective.
After being found to be safe, effective,
go get vaccinated, America.
That they should get the jab, and they should get vaccinated for them, for their family.
Provisionally approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine for New Zealanders aged 12 to 15 years.
Every vaccine approved in Canada is safe and effective.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
I'd like to see New South Wales record 6 million jab.
One dose of either vaccine is very effective. Two doses are best.
You should get vaccinated.
You should get vaccinated. You should get vaccinated.
You wouldn't have a vaccine if it weren't for me for another 4 years.
We know, based on what she said, that there have been at least 45,000 deaths from this vaccine.
If you give that jab to your child, you are committing a crime.
Well, hello there. It is Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. Yes, 2021. Where are we? It is 8:32 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. Calling in, checking in from the North Shore of Lake Ontarrible. In Toronto, Ontarrible, Canada, I can report that the lake is warm. And it's clean and it's swimmable. Pollution level is low, although there is a slight smell of swamp or algae, which is to be expected when it's this warm. But overall, an enjoyable experience was had by all. I come to you at fakeologist.com/live, where you can stream video and audio. Most people take advantage of the YouTube, Google's YouTube connection. For some reason, everyone likes that, so I do offer that. And if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, then just click on the YouTube link at fakeologist.com/live. And make sure you sign up and subscribe. As simple as that. Simple, simple, simple. I'm now going to send out the invites to everyone who is a subscriber at fakeologist.com. If you're not, send me an email. You can go to fakeologist.com/contact and send me an email or fill out the contact form and I will sign you up. I'll register you up and then you'll get an email every time I start the show. And that is how I communicate with people. My own server. I cannot be a slave to big tech. So I'm little tech. I don't communicate in any other way on any other platform other than Patreon or other than fakeologist.com and fakotube.com. They're two different systems. I own them both. And you can sign up at both. There's no cost. We're a 3 T's service, time, treasure, or talent. And that's how we operate. There's no paywalls here. And it's easy to get through. And get all our content. It's all easy to find. We have a Discord server. We have a Telegram server. We have a TikTok channel. We have YouTube, we have Twitter, we have Instagram. That's me, myself, and I. That's we, by the way. There's no one else here. All those channels can be found on the fakeologist.com website. Or you can type fake11.com, fake the number 11.com, /just about anything. Telegram, YouTube, And that will redirect you to those appropriate social media sites. And that's how we operate. Okay, so the emails have gone out. What else do we have here? What else do we have here? We have lots to do. We have lots to say tonight, I think. Let's go to fakeologist.com/blog. That's where I make my notes. At the top of the page, you'll see the announcement for tonight's show. I have the phone lines are open, by the way. The phone lines are open. You can call in tonight. I don't have a whole lot to go over. I made a few extra posts today, but it's really hot out right now, so it just slows me down. It is summertime. Nothing to do with any climate change. So I don't... I guess the stories aren't coming in at the same rate as they do sometimes, although every day is Corona Day. What else we got here? The last show was Fakeologist FAK350. And according to FakoTube, there's 5 people right now watching that show and 282 have watched it. So FakoTube has really been a rip-roaring success. Now let me, wait, that's last night. Let me just refresh this page here. Okay, so we on FakoTube, we got 5 people watching. Okay, last night's show... Oh, yeah, last night's show has 5 people watching right now. Imagine that. People want to see yesterday's show, which I thought was kind of dull. But Mrs. Fakeologist said it was pretty good. But I never know. I never know. So what we'll do is we'll read a blog post. Now, I played this on last night's show. I'm not going to play it again. I just clipped it. I clipped it. And it's Mark Friesen explains the globalist plan in 5 minutes or less. Really well done. If you don't have any idea what this is about, then you got to watch Mark Friesen. I tweeted to Mark Friesen the other day. I said, Mark, you should run to be the party leader. You should, and because it's a political party, they can just make you the leader. The current guy is a nice guy, but he's too much baggage. Mark seems like every man. The guy runs a landscaping firm, for God's sakes. You can see him in the truck here. He's got his sign in the back of his truck, pruning and trimming. That's the kind of guy that should be running the country. Not a lawyer. Not a career politician. We just need a one-term crime sinister, prime minister like this guy who ran a landscaping business to get us back on track. That's how politics was supposed to work. And he's explaining exactly to Canadians what's happening. It's a worldwide globalist takeover. It has nothing to do with the virus. Nothing at all. It's all about restructuring the financial system, the social system, the resource. Every system is they're trying to restructure every single system. Now, if they just ask Canadians, are you for that? Is that what you want? Lay out the plan. Take a poll. Take a vote. However you want to do it. Do Canadians support this plan where we get rid of the country, we reorganize into cities, we get people off the land, we don't allow private property, we're going to reset the currency, we're going to make everything more equal so people at the bottom can rise to the top or rise to the middle, or as the other podcast from Canada that I was listening to the other day, it's a race to the bottom. So really, it'll bring everyone at the top down into a murky, murky lower class. That's what will be left, with a very thin cream of the crop elite at the top. Everyone else will be dragged down to the subsistence level. We need to have a vote on that. If everyone wants that, then that's what we should go for. But don't bring it in under the cloak or the scrim of a virus. That's deceptive. That's wrong. If it's so great, let people vote and tell them the truth. And then we'll go there. I'll play a bit.
Well, so, you know, it is all a social engineering and conditioning mechanism. When you can get the masses through fear, through propaganda, to agree to put a diaper on their face, when you can get people, business owners, to agree to shut down their business, when you can get employees to agree to not have a job and live on CERB and smoke dope and play video games all day long, this is all the conditioning. This is all preparing the masses to accept less freedom, less individuality. And again, you're absolutely right. It's about the collective. And this is all we've heard for 18 months is this pounding the pavement that it's all for the greater good. And screw the individual, screw the small business owner, screw the pastors and the churches. This isn't about individual rights. This is about what's good for the collective. Well, that's communism. That's socialism. And how are you going to get the masses? I'll give you a quick example of what I'm referring to. So you look at the 17 goals of sustainable development, and you look at them through a critical lens, and you look at each one of the goals and what it represents to your individual rights, to your small business, to your livelihood, to your family, to your way of life in Canada as you know it. It's the complete transformation of that, of your life, of every aspect of your life. Now, if the politicians in 1992, when they first signed onto this agenda, went to the masses in Canada or the United States or the UK or Australia or wherever in the Western world and said, hey, we got a great idea. This is what we're going to do to your lives. We're going to completely transform it away from free market, away from individual rights, away from freedom, to this totalitarian, authoritarian model from a global governance position, what would the response be from the people? It would be complete revolution the next day. So you can't bring this agenda in overnight and say this is what we're going to do. You wouldn't be able to manage the masses. They'd all revolt against it. So what do? You go drip, drip, drip. You use any mechanism you can, and fear is probably the best mechanism. Climate change, they've used that. They've beat that drum for years, creating fear in the masses that the world is going to end because of our behavior and our activity as humans. And they created the enemy, which is CO2. CO2 being the fundamental building block of all life on Earth. CO2 being plant food. The more CO2 in the atmosphere, the more vegetation, the more plant growth, the bigger the animals. It's sort of how science works. But that none of that matters. The reality doesn't matter. It's about the perception that they can create. And then they show people the fear and give them the fear. So they're now, you see people falling over each other trying to give their money to the government because they're saving the planet through a carbon tax. It's insane, but it works and it's effective. Then add on a horrible pandemic that's going to kill everybody. And you use that fear to then manipulate, socially engineer, and condition the masses for what...
All right, I promised they would play the whole thing, so I just cut that off. But you get the drift. This guy knows what's going on. It's what it's all about, people. And the hardest country to take over will be the United States. It's the least centralized country in the world, and it will be much more difficult to pull this off. I can see a few states are probably a little more interested in flipping over. They're a little more totalitarian bent, like California and New York State, although it looks like they're getting rid of their governor, which is funny. But who knows? Who knows? I think at least 30-40% of everyone in the world likes this idea of redistribution of wealth, this communitarian system. So... I think it still can happen, but the United States is the wild card. And because Canada is so close to the United States, I'm not sure that we can just flip so easily over to the dark side, because I'm not sure if the Canadian, Mexican, United States free trade agreement would have anything to say about it. It's possible that it might interfere with the whole globalist plan, because I think this is all... mainly just the city of London, the same old Phoenician Venetians, the Europeans. They want this to happen. It's their world. They're just extending their New World Order from the European Union over to the rest of the world. They already own China. I'm not quite sure this is a fait accompli, as we say in France. Okay, let me get on to my next story. This one is definitely a fake story, if you ask me. And Vox Populi, who is a great blogger, I think he's my age, my generation, he even said it. He called it, "This Never Happened." And I said, well, we got twins, the number 19, all the signs of a phony baloney story, but this is just more propaganda to try and flip people over to getting vaccinated, to getting on the blockchain, to getting on the ID 2020. And let me go over the four elements I think are going to be incorporated in this ID 2020. Just this absolute identification of everyone in the world. Number one, you're going to have your financial wallet on it, your money, in some digital currency format. Number two, you're going to have your health passport. It's going to have all your health records on it. So no matter where you are, somebody can plug you in and see what you're all about health-wise. Number two, it's going to have your social credit score. How good or bad of a boy or girl have you been? And based on that score, what are you allowed to do? Where are you allowed to go? Number four, it'll have your green pass on it. Your green pass will basically say, well, how much carbon are you using up? And how much disaster are you causing in that department? And all four of those things will be on your digital ID. That's why they have to get everyone on the digital ID. The only way they can coerce people to do it is say, we need to know your vaccination status because otherwise you're going to kill other people. Not yourself, other people. That's the only way it'll work. But then the other people become the policemen. They become the ones that put the pressure on you to get it because you are a danger to them. They've completely reversed the whole idea of health, which they've done for a long time. So if you can get other people to push you into getting vaccinated, which will force you to have an up-to-date, up-to-the-minute health record, then all the other things fall into place and then we can just control you. That is what is happening. That's the only reason they want people vaccinated. Yeah, the quacks could kill you, potentially. And all these stories going around are just to scare you into submission. And to get the others that are already vaccinated into pressuring you to submit. Because I don't think they're going to hold you down, tie you down, and inject you. That's not the point of it. They're not trying to kill you. They're just trying to intimidate you into wanting and needing and requiring this to be on their new financial blockchain. That's all it's about. So here's a phony story. I'm sure it's phony. And actually, we already had one reply. One thing I like about Zylflex, not only is a great commenter, reader, donor to the site, he looks into stories more than I would. Okay. Here's the story. And see if this has happened in an area near you. See if you've got a story like this. Because one thing they do, the controllers, when they create a story, they usually franchise it all around the world, so it's local. Because most people don't care about something that happens on the other side of the world. But if it's local, if it's close to you, the closer it is to where you live, the more likely you are to believe it. I don't know what the psychological reason is for that. I guess it's because if it's closer to you, it makes it more real to you because you think it could happen to you. So if they have things in the story that you identify with, like geolocations, just small localisms that make sense to you, then you're going to identify with it, and you're going to believe it more. Here we go. A fit and healthy 42-year-old father has died of COVID-19 after refusing the vaccine because he thought he would be okay if he contracted the virus, his twin sister said. Now, one of the things, why do you put the word twin in here? Well, twin is sort of, I guess it's a type of hoax code. It's kind of an intelligence code as well. Intelligence agencies use twins all the time. Or they'll use the same person and say that person's a twin. They play that game too. For instance, Mark and Scott Kelly. I can't remember what I concluded from that story. Are they actual twins or is it one person playing two people as a twin? I can't remember what I decided on that. I have to look into that further, but that story has disappeared because that person is sort of out of the spotlight. His acting role is done or retired. I think he was married to Gabby Gifford, so that's a pretty old story already. Both psyops. John Ayers had been climbing the Welsh Mountains and wild camping 1 month before his death last week, which came exactly 4 weeks after he tested positive. Well, don't forget, people, there is no test for COVIDs. There is no test. It's just a PCR amplification process that basically tells you that you have a certain cell, and the coronavirus cell looks a lot like ordinary cells in the body. They've just relabeled it and reclassified it, so there's no test. His twin sister, Jenny McCann from London, said he was the fittest, healthiest person I know and had thought he would only have had a mild illness if he got coronavirus. Okay, you can't catch a virus. Now, I'll just show you that website. A very good website, youcan'tcatchavirus.com. Make a bookmark of that site. Have you heard of it? Youcan'tcatchavirus.com. Oh, look, it redirects to my page. There's a fancy logo. There's a really top video by Spacebusters, which I played on the insert of, or the, on the onset of this transmission.
All rights reserved. We reserve all rights.
Really great video. I don't know who Spacebusters is, but he's fantastic. Here's another video on that page.
After the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, which had nothing to do with Spanish people, nor was an influenza virus ever proved to have been responsible, an experiment was done with 62 healthy Navy volunteers.
I put a bunch of these videos on the front page.
A virus is not contagious, and we know that it's not contagious because of this study that was published in the journal.
I haven't even looked at these lately. There's another one. Oh, this is Tracy Northern. I asked her to come on the show a while ago. I actually forgot about that. I basically have stacked this You Can't Catch a Virus page with all kinds of great videos.
Testing the second one was on
one because I couldn't even think.
Really fantastic videos. Another great one. And this website is virusesarenotcontagious.com. Another great video. And the good news is they're on FakoTube, so they won't be taken down.
Importantly, it must be understood that viruses do not.
Really, really good stuff. There's an audio. And what's that one about? Let me look at that. I don't even remember my page. What's this audio about? Oh, Alex Loglia on Bill Cooper, Master Fake Theater. Wow. From 1993.
Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking. You're listening to Master Fake Theater, where I present to you some of my favorite 9/11-centric audios. I selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the hoax that 9/11 was. While I can't endorse every thought in each audio,
when did I do this
think
one?
Worth your while. Please visit Fakeology.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fakery research. Thank you for listening, and on with the Master Fake Broadcast.
Okay, so let me go back to CanCatchAVirus.com. Thank you, Bill Cooper. Had a pretty good intro, though. Okay, let's get back. There we go. Let's get back to the page. She added that he had a belief in his own immortality, but before going onto a ventilator in hospital, he told his consultant that he wished he had been vaccinated. Of course, that's the first thing that would come to mind as you're gasping for breath. Don't forget that all the quaxination ever admitted to do was to lessen any symptoms of a cold. Lessen symptoms. So they lessen a cough, lessen sniffles, lessen fever. Basically all the things that your body exhibits when it's trying to detoxify. That's all the quaxination ever purported to do. How you could even prove that number is impossible, but they said it could lessen the symptoms by 95%. Doesn't mean it would prevent anything. But that's how words and ideas just get twisted over time because nobody checks. Mr. Ayers died in intensive care after suffering from an infection and organ failure and leaves behind both parents, Mrs. McCann and his 19-year-old daughter, 19 hoax code. But McCann is also, remember that name, McCann? That was, Madeline McCann? That PSYOP missing child story, child abduction? And here we go. And this is Vox. Every newspaper appears to be running some version of this regret sob story now. You'll be sorry is the current vaccine Nazi narrative combined with the threat of a mandate. Isn't it amazing how their last wishes right before going on the ventilator are always the same? Meanwhile, people who are having their limbs amputated and dropping dead of heart attacks after being vaccinated are still quoted as saying, "They do it again." That is more phony baloney atrocity propaganda, I think. But yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff. All right. I see this. Okay. That's a pretty good post, actually, on Vox. And if you want to look at the link, let's see how many comments Vox has gotten. Actually, sorry, I should go back and look at how many comments I've got. One reply. Oh, yes. Let's get back to one reply by Zalphalex. He says, it didn't make the BBC, but it's an obvious witness protection program death to promote the COVIDian narrative, formerly known as crisis acting. No mention of any partner, which is interesting, despite being described as a father. And Zalphalex says he does check out. He does have a firm, but it closed in 2021, importing CBD from the United States. His business partner, who gives the same address as Ayers, who hasn't commented, is the son of a well-known Liverpool professional footballer. Well, there you go. That's one of the ways to fake deaths, is to just go change your identity. And actually, makes me want to tell you the 11 ways to fake a death. Let's see if we can go search that up on Fakeologist. 11 ways. Let's see what I got here. 11 ways to simulate victims. Yes, you should read this post. Okay, I will. Here we go. 11 ways to simulate victims, making vixims. And I posted this originally on September 6, 2012. Boy, I was up to date even back in 2012. This is a great list that you'll need when trying to explain the victims to others. This is one of the hardest topics when approaching asleep people. Types of fake terror victims on 9/11. Complete fakes. Operation Northwood style fictions. You just make up completely phony people. Fake relatives of operatives. Made up aliases. Well, I contend that Osama bin Laden was one of them. Added to the, I don't know what this is, 220 family. I'm not sure what this is here. Added to the something family of spooks and insiders so that the spook relatives can play roles conducive to backing up the lie. So you get real families that are usually involved financially. For instance, the Hinckley family back in the Who Shot Ronald Reagan days. There's a good chance that that son of the Hinckley dynasty was completely fabricated, just like Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden's a real family, but phony son. Real people. Number three, real people. Spooks reassigned. Deep cover agents put on the list to neatly end their service or specific assignment with no trail or loose ends, so that they take real people. Four, real people connected, reassigned. People connected to the network wishing to start over or disappear for various reasons. So they're not in the spook business, but they're connected to the operation. Real people in trouble voluntarily reassigned. And by reassign, I guess we mean just given new identities. Not that hard. Real people who are at risk of prosecution who escaped by joining the victim's list. Number six. And you can see we've got a lot of real people, by the way, in this 11 victims talk. So real people in trouble coerced, reassigned. Real people offered a deal to avoid prosecution by aiding in the victim's fraud. So there you go. Number seven. Real people. Connected and terminally ill. Instead of just dying, why not be a 9/11 hero? Setting up your family to use it to further your favorite cause, political or otherwise, and or enrich the family. Maybe the family's in trouble and you're dying anyway, so they're going to set you up. Number eight, real people long dead. Like the fake identity creators, borrow the identity of someone long dead, resurrect them to die again as a victim, with or without cooperation of family members. Number nine, real people again, intentionally murdered beforehand, including on the list to cover it up. Number 10, real people intentionally murdered, sacrificed during the demolition. Then we're talking about the Twin Towers here. That one I'm not too sure. That's a little shaky. Number 11, real people accidental victims. Unintended collateral damage. Yeah, these last two are a little bit shaky, but I guess we put them in there just to cover our butts. And nobody left a comment on that. That's a damn good post. I think that I should bookmark this. This should get a fake11.com. This should get a fake11.com direct link. What do you think? I think so. So I'm going to add that in right now. In the meantime, let me play another video from FakeoTube. What do we got here? How about a music video? Actually, this is a pretty good rap video. I like just about any kind of music. I'm not into most rap, but I can tolerate rap when it's talking truth. And this is Mises' Gates of Hell. And this was done a few months ago. And Jeff played it on his latest video. So I think I'm going to play it because I like it. And they got a Bill Gates. Yeah, he sort of looks like Bill Gates. It's a pretty good video.
I ain't gonna take the bait, I ain't gonna vaccinate. I can read between the lines, Billy Gates don't have to say. 12880, listen, I wasn't born yesterday. That's the day my mama birthed me, thank God that ain't masturbate. Gather round, pull up a chair, we gon' have a chat today. I'm cooking up some food for thought, grab a plate, get your napkin straight. Cause it's about to get messy, that's why I ain't dressed. Dressy, I'm about to spill the beans, long as the internet. Let's be getting on some thin ice, you could call it kid. Gretzky, I believe in change. Christ, I ain't scared of death. Bet me every dollar in your bank account, Billy. You had to kill me before I willingly let you chip me. I really hope you feel me, cause I'm really being serious. Like more than 9 million and the safety off of my safety. Please don't try, Billy. Bitch, you know you don't care about no dying people. Only thing you care about is who's supplying needles. Rich get rich and poor get sick of crying out to Jesus. Guess the Bible right, love a dollar signs is evil. No. I ain't stupid, I know what the hell you doing. Hell no. I won't do it just because you tell me do it. Man, no. I don't give a damn, make it mandatory. Hell no. I ain't fucking with your plan and the story. Okay, let me calm down. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe this really won't happen. And maybe my dick will grow as big as the 5G towers. And I'll get paid by the hour to fuck models and bust nuts on the thighs. I throw in from rapping. Fucking conspiracy, but he does it so lyrically gifted. You think that he must be reading through all of Hillary. Female does all I see, and none of them know how to speak. You have a company you keep, so I don't hang with any sheep. But I don't hang with wolves either. I see you in sheep's clothing, standing at your pulpit preaching. That's why churches keep closing, and why people in the pews don't unite with equal views. Cause I don't want to teach the truth, rather keep us all confused. Bitch, you know you don't care about no dying people. Only thing you care about is who's supplying needles. Rich get rich and poor get sick of crying out to Jesus. Guess the Bible right, love a dollar signs is evil. No. I ain't stupid, I know what the hell you doing.
Hell no.
I won't do it just because you tell me do it.
Man, no.
I don't give a damn, make it mandatory.
Hell no.
I ain't fucking with your plan and the story.
Okay, let me calm down. Fuck that, I'm a wild. I could stop and calm ever since I done killed that clown from wildin' out.
Mises, where you been, bro?
I've been with my pen, yo. Jotting shit to change the world.
Too bad it's gon' end, though.
I think not. Kick rocks, bitch, I'm hip hop. Grew up on Big and Pop, which means I'd rather get shot before you giving me a shot, fucker.
Bitch, you know you don't care about no dying people. Only thing you care about is who's supplying needles. Rich get rich and poor get sick of crying out to Jesus. Guess the Bible right, love a dollar signs is evil.
No.
I ain't stupid, I know what the hell you doing.
Hell no.
I won't do it just because you tell me to.
All right, that was Mises, Gates of Hell. Fantastic, fantastic song. Actually, I really like that. I don't know if you like rap, give that a thumbs up. Or you like the new animation here when you hover the mouse over the thumb, up it goes, or down it goes. Make sure you, make sure in order to get notifications on FakoTube that you subscribe to the channel, bell the channel, and you got to log in with a proper email. And then you get good, you'll get notifications there. So it works the way YouTube used to work. Let me look at the, ooh, we've got some people in the FakoTube chat tonight. What do we got here? Steve83 says, excuse me, lots of twins involved with the old FACO Challenger shuttle explosion. Yeah, that's true. That was another great video that I posted, I believe. You can play that maybe later. And Bro Brian, I just watched this video about half an hour ago. How ironic. Well, there you go. I hope you watch it on FakoTube. And I can see we've got Brody Kin, Steve83, and Bro Brian in the chat tonight. So good. I'm glad you guys are making use of the FakoTube chat. I'm glad I can actually see it tonight. I think I've got that figured out. I had to bookmark that. We got 8 people watching tonight on FakoTube. And just for interest's sake, how many people do we have listening? So let me just check the listener stats. The live. Don't forget, you can listen live on at fake11.com/radio1. No, we only got 1 or 2 people tonight. How many people we got? We have, and this is really slow tonight. I don't know what's going on. My statistics Icecast server is super sluggish these days, so I guess I'm not going to get a good read on that. But anyway, fake11.com/radio1, that's our main channel. And Radio 2, that's our audio chat channel. And that's usually quiet unless someone is doing an audio chat. And the audio chat's been relatively dead for the last few weeks. I guess it's the summer and no one wants to talk. I'm not sure what's happening. But if you want to chat on the audio chat, it's fake11.com/discord. And that's how you get on. And then you get verified, and then you can chat. Now, if you go to fake11.com/11, I've set that up as you were listening. And if you go on there, you'll get forwarded to the 11 ways to simulate a victim. So highly recommend that. Okay, I got 2 listeners tonight. And where are they? 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Houston. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So you can listen audio, you can listen video. Always a way to listen to the Fakeologist. Okay, let's go back to the blog. Let's check the Vox Populi link and see if anyone in the comments is catching on to his direct implication that this is a phony story. That's what the Fakeologist likes to look for. Here we go. Doesn't look like anyone's caught on yet. Gay and cringy. If this is a real person who really died, it was almost certainly a result of the ventilator. Ventilators kill people. I know because I've made them. Incompetent hospital staff don't know how to use these instruments. Yeah, well, basically, it is an air pump that blows up your lungs. And you can see what can possibly go wrong with that. If you are not monitoring the patient, you could literally explode a lung or all the alveoli in the lung. You could, yeah, I would say the ventilators are super dangerous. And I've heard nurses talk about ventilators, and I don't even know why ventilators became such an issue. Why were they pushing them so early on in the PSYOP? I really don't understand that. Okay. Okay, it's like they actually intend for anyone with 2 brain cells to rub together to know they're lying through their teeth. Is this intentional or simply the result of running out of other ways to lie to get people to take this, except the most pathetic and blatantly bad ways left to lie in order to try and push the injection? Okay. What else we got here? Evil people. Oh, wait. How does COVID now cause organ failures and infections? Okay. This is an upgrade from the previous version, though. The next one will be about a Scottish strongman or a Russian guy wrestling with bears. If only he took the vax, poor bear Masha wouldn't have to be sent to the animal shelter. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Let's see. What do we got here? I'm still looking for signs of fakery. It seems like people just somewhat believe the story. These idiotic stories, even if true, which they aren't, remind me of people whose granddad smoked since he was 7 and lived till he was 90. Okay, not enough people are catching on to Vox's implication that was fake. Even if this did happen, okay. Here's a good one. Pure comedy. Anyone bother to search if the guy really exists? And Vox Populi does take, I believe anyone can log in and leave a comment. This is sort of where I got my idea that I should probably open up the comments. What else we got? Australia is paying $300 for people to take the not vax. Wow. That's a pretty big bribe. These people have got a lot of experience making the world into an atrium of lies. A lot of people are commenting on the picture of this guy. I think he look. It's easy to make fake social media accounts, life narratives, and photos of fake people. Yes, this person does not exist.com. Anyone seen that? I'll just go there quickly. I have linked to this page before. This person does not exist.com. Yeah, all you do is keep refreshing this page and you get a different person. That's pretty damn compelling, eh? That's some pretty great video. Sorry, pretty great pictures if they are composites. That actually is super disturbing how good these are. And all you have to do is build up a narrative. And it's game over. Yeah, yo, Lost Spider Phallus. Yo, you're the only one commenting on YouTube tonight. Everyone else is in the comment section on FakoTube. Yay. Let's look at this person does not exist some more. Man, these are super clear pictures too, huh? Isn't it crazy? Yeah, we're done. We're done when we see this kind of quality. These are all fake pictures. All this person does not exist. Is that not crazy? These are all composites where they take the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the hair, the ears, everything. This is stunning. I don't even believe this half the time. I think these are real people and they just took their photos and put them in a photo bank. But my God, isn't that crazy? Now her eye looks a little strange here, but image imagined by a GAN, generative adversarial network. Interesting. StyleGAN 2. Karas et al. And NVIDIA, which is a big graphic corporation. Don't panic. Learn how it works. Help this AI continue to dream. Contact me, code for training your own. Arts, cats, horses, chemicals, other. What, we can do cats? Oh, you do cats. This cat does not exist.com. Oh, my goodness. What else are we doing? How did I get that little menu? Where did that come from? This cat does not exist.com. So there was a little pop-up here, I see. Now where is it? How about this dog does not exist? Let's try that. Oh, where we go. How about chemicals? What's another? Okay. chemicals. This chemical does not exist.com. That's interesting. So now they're just making up chemicals with, looks like little plastic bits. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, well, I see. Look at that. You can hover over it and it shows you bonds, molecules, blah, blah, blah. Wow. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty interesting, huh? Man, oh man, that is stunning. Where's that little menu? I don't know why, where it comes from. What? Oh, what happened here? Oh, look at that. What's that, eh? Look at that. Isn't that bizarre? Whoa. A little bit of a little glitch here. We got a, what is that? A little chin, an eyeball, hair. Oh, that's cool. I better screenshot that. Let's take a screenshot of this sucker. That is bizarre. Okay, that was too much. What is that? Original, simple. What is this? Simple. Okay. Oh, I see. That brings you to GitHub. Wow. What is original? What is light? Oh, I see. Okay, enough of that. Let's go back over to Vox Populi. This is, as Marcus has said before, some of the gold is in the comments. Was his sister named Brittany? Brittany! Okay, I'm still looking for people that think it was fake. Looking back into her Twitter feed, he had hospital-acquired infections in 2021, 0720. Okay, so they're looking at the Twitter feed. He's been on the ventilator for 9 days, hoax code. Okay. Okay. All right. And that is the value of recognizing patterns. Yes, yes. There you go. Ronius Maximus, you're totally right. That's what we do here. Pattern recognition. That is the key to detecting fakery. And when we talk about this over and over and over again, that's what makes us really good at it. Crisis actors. They probably drew lots on which sibling plays dead and which plays bereaved. Where is Waynell Sexton when you need her? Yeah, Waynell Sexton was supposedly the teacher, grade two teacher of the simulated victim. His name I can't even remember right now. The guy that was had his couldn't breathe, ICB, I can't breathe in Minnesota. George Floyd. Okay. Other telltale signs, the guy was supposedly not married. The woman claims to have two children, yet somehow didn't manage to drama whore either them or her husband into this. He almost da-da-da-da. Okay. The free Bitcoin was set to arrive in his bank account. They don't need everyone under their control, just the major logistical and financial supply lines in all industries. Step out of line and you'll find yourself cut off. The Vanguard Group and BlackRock have that kind of control. This is also the reason why wiping out small, medium, and even some large-sized businesses is essential to their plans. They also do it through associations and guilds, yes. The Nurses Association, the College of Physicians in Ontario, They're all controlled. They all get donations from Big Pharma. That's why they are pushing the quaxine. What else we got here? If you don't get vaccinated, you will kill people. Yeah, well, that's the best part. My favorite part is how they're always super fit, bursting with health types who are rock climbing one day and surfing the next until the COVID's got them. Okay. What else we got here? Looks like a couple people do leak into his comment section that may be trolls. Okay. Dude is a ghost. No other images found on TinEye. Guess that is the service you get with Pro Services. So there you go. Someone took a look. Just look for Google search, image search, and couldn't find any of them. Couldn't find any evidence. I noticed that they were calling for readers to submit their sob stories. Do you have a loved one who died after saying no to the vaccine? Please email tips@dailymail.com. Anyone know if there's a competition over at 4chan for this yet? Okay. Grandpa Lampshade. Ooh, I can just imagine where that guy's name is coming from. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's enough reading the comments. That's pretty interesting, though. And that's the kind of show I don't mind doing here and there. Yeah, Lost Spider Phallus, your comments don't show up on FakoTube. This program I have for restreaming, it cannot integrate an independent platform like FakoTube. So yeah, that doesn't work. That's a problem. So if you want to comment on FakoTube, you got to go on a FakoTube. There's no way around it. But that's fine. I don't mind bouncing around too. I know that some of the other new platforms like Rumble and Odyssey, they don't integrate on a lot of these restreaming services either. So there's not much you can do about it. So I know a lot of people that have a million different streams going. I guess there's still value in having multiple streams. Like tonight I have one person on Twitch, one person on Twitter. You're on YouTube. I never have anyone on Facebook. I guess the main reason is because on Facebook, I'm not listed as Fakeologist over there. Maybe I should start a Fakeologist page over there. I guess I should. I don't know if it would survive though. But I don't want to waste too much time on other services, so probably won't do that. But why don't we go, should we take a quick look at Twitter? Twitter is always a good laugh, and it's always got something on there that's interesting, as far as I know. Let me put Twitter over here. Twitter. Let's see what we got here on Twitter. What's happening? Come on, Twitter. All right. And what's this here?
All right, by popular demand, because I cannot possibly receive the volume of requests via DM and email to cover a story and then not cover it, people have been sending me a link from an interview that is on Rumble. It's from something called the Stu Peters Show. Now, I don't know who Stu Peters is, so I am not passing judgment, and there is no but to that. I've watched the interview. It's with someone named Patrick King coming out of Red Deer, Alberta. People are sharing this around as though it is the incontrovertible proof that COVID was a hoax, that Alberta is lifting all of its COVID measures, that it basically is admitting that it never had any evidence of the existence of COVID, so on and so forth.
But breaking out of Alberta today, mandatory masking is coming to an end. Kids will not be masking when they return.
Now, I actually made a comment on this, and I don't really understand why people are buying this story. Now, it's about Patrick King, and let me get back to fakeologist.com/blog. Now, he keeps saying that because of his case where he tried to subpoena the chief medical officer of health and failed, that's proof, okay? That's proof that COVIDs doesn't exist. That's proof that they have not isolated the COVID SARS-CoV-2 virus, which that is true, by the way. They have not. And the proof there is, if you go to Christine Massey on Twitter, she has filed Freedom of Information requests to over 70 locations. No, she probably even more, but she's got 70 replies, and every single one of them says they have no evidence of SARS-CoV-2 being isolated. Now, Pat had a ticket for gathering with more than 10 people, and then because the chief medical officer of health is responsible for creating this corporate policy, I guess, enforced by provincial legislation, or it's a provincial, it becomes a provincial ticket. Because he did that, he tried to subpoena her, but the judge basically was helping him because he represented himself. And the defense for the Alberta Health Service basically said there's no evidence showing that the evidence sought. So they used the word evidence twice, which is probably what confused. Basically, the chief medical officer said that they don't need to bring evidence because there's no evidence that the evidence sought is going to help his case because it's not relevant in this case. That's what they said. So they didn't say they didn't have evidence. They said the evidence that he wants wouldn't make a difference in this case. So he's turning this into they have no evidence. Now, they don't have evidence that SARS-CoV-2 exists, which is true. But this statement that he got the transcript from in court isn't what he says it is. Now, I know he's a smart guy. I'm guessing he's confused and no one's explained it to him, but I'm just a regular guy too, like he says he is. And it's clear to me, just reading English, that it's not what he says it is. It's poorly written or stated, but it's not what he says it is. So let's watch a little more of this.
School mandatory quarantine will be ending contact tracing testing.
Now, by the way, I don't think anything in this simulation, and this is a simulation worldwide, I don't think any of the things they do in any jurisdiction have anything to do with health. So therefore, they're running different simulations of the cases, of the test results, because they're all phony. They're running different simulations in different parts of the world just to show, to compare and contrast. It's the Hegelian dialectic. It's problem, reaction, solution. It's thesis, antithesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. So, for instance, you could consider Ontario, which has the harshest lockdown policies and the longest. That is the thesis. Then you could pick an area of the country like Alberta, which is a little more rebellious to central control, call that the antithesis. So you're going to let them have things easier, and then you can later dial up the simulation that shows that reducing restrictions have made things worse. So that's how you can show the rest of the country you can't go that way either. And then the synthesis is somewhere in the middle that everyone will settle on. None of the things that anyone has done, I'm afraid to say, are altering this synthesis, or altering the simulation, rather. Florida, Texas, California, New York, Alberta, And I don't know about the rest of the world because I can't follow every place. But listen, it's not making any difference. The summer, they let the restrictions relax because they know, A, people need a break. B, they just will tighten things up further the next time. It's just a simulation to get people to move and change their behavior and move society.
For mild symptoms, it's all done. They will now be recognizing COVID as a mild flu and treating it as such. Freedom has won in Alberta, proving that fighting does work. Joining us now is Patrick King, a devoted father of two, a proud Canadian.
I've watched the interview. That is not exactly the conclusion that anyone should be coming to after having seen this interview. There are some elements of truth in that Alberta is lifting a lot of the COVID restrictions that it had in place for a long time now. The chief medical officer of Alberta, Dina Hinshaw, is in fact saying that Alberta is going to start treating COVID more like other respiratory illnesses. To go from there to say that the government of Alberta has admitted they never had any evidence as to the existence of COVID, we're not quite there yet. Now, for those of you who don't know the story, Patrick King, Red Deer, Alberta, has been protesting the COVID measures from what he said in the interview for 200 straight weeks. I don't know that that actually makes sense because I don't think this has been around for 200 weeks, but whatever. Maybe I got that wrong.
So we've held rallies on our streets with...
He did get it wrong because he's been protesting the... He's actually a really good guy. He's been protesting the sellout of Canada, the resources to China for years. He's been doing some good investigative journalists where he goes to show the port of Prince Rupert that basically is operating not for Canada, but for China. It has no Canadians working there. They're expanding the port. No Canadian boat. No Canadian registered ship is allowed to use the port. It's crazy what he's uncovered. It's absolutely, it's crazy what's happening in Canada. That's what he's been protesting. And then COVID's came along and he switched over to that like everybody else.
And with regards to oil and gas and this government that we have for over 3.5 years. And on December 5th, we are celebrating our 200th week of being on the corner on a Saturday morning protesting. And on that particular day, COVID mandates were implemented and they were going on for the last little while. And I was obviously targeted because of my voice, and I know this, and it's in the transcripts in the court. I was targeted, and I received a ticket of $1,200.
He says that this made him a target for the government because he's been a vocal critic of the COVID measures, COVID restrictions. And at one point, this culminated in him getting a $1,200 ticket for violating the ordinances, the edicts that have been issued under the Public Health Act. He decided to contest the $1,200 ticket, and in the context of that contestation, he's representing himself, pro se litigant, self-represented litigant, depending on how you qualify the term in your jurisdiction. He's representing himself. And what he said basically is that in the context of the contestation, above and beyond delays that happen all the time in court, the judge at one point apparently advised him that he could subpoena the chief medical officer, if that's her title, Dina Hinshaw of Alberta. And he did, in fact, issue a subpoena asking for certain information and asking for evidence proof of isolation of COVID SARS, the illness. I mean, I don't know what he means by COVID in isolation and not in a lab setting. He in the interview talks about isolation. He talks about PCR. He talks about cycle testing.
And I get told, as a self-representative, I can, the judge has to advocate for me and steer me in the right direction. At which time she allowed me to subpoena Dina Hinshaw, who is our chief medical officer of health for Alberta, who basically what my defense was to be was I needed proof that you have isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And that, therefore, the science would give you the backing for your Public Health Act.
Which in plain and simple terms means prove to me that a pandemic exists. Prove to me that we're all going to die. Prove to me that this thing is raging out of control and that people are dying from this thing.
100%. And if they did that, then I would be no problem. I would say, okay, you're right. You've got this. I'll put this mask on.
But bottom line, he issued a subpoena, a purported apparent subpoena to Dina Hinshaw. The response that he got from Dina Hinshaw and the government was that we don't have the documentation that you have requested in the subpoena, which Patrick King is taking to qualify as an admission that the government does not have any evidence or does not have the requested information in the subpoena. For anybody who has practiced law and knows a bit about this, now, I am certified to practice only in Quebec and not in Alberta. I don't know what the procedure is there, but there is certain general rules that apply to subpoenas, and they have to be validly issued in order to be binding on the person on whom the subpoena is served. Served basically means here is the document in legal court-recognized format and method of delivery. A subpoena is an order of the court to appear or to produce documents. So basically the subpoena, when properly issued and properly served, is tantamount equal to an order of the court enjoining a witness to appear for examination, for deposition, for questioning, and to produce, bring with certain documents. That's called a subpoena duces tecum, a subpoena bring with you certain documents. For anybody who's watched the interview with Patrick King and Stu Peters, you will notice at one point, Patrick, I hope I'm getting his name right, but basically the guy giving the interview says, the judge told me that I could issue a subpoena, but didn't tell me the right way to do it, and I issued a subpoena that was signed by an officer of the court when the subpoena had to be signed by a judge.
They got me on a what's called a jurisdictional challenge, which the judge advocated for me to subpoena Dina Hinshaw, because she has to. But what she didn't do was tell me the appropriate direction to go to. So I used the justice of the peace who signed the subpoena. Well, it's a judge who needs to sign the subpoena, not a justice of the peace. So they got me on the jurisdictional challenge, but they also violated my rights in doing so.
Now, knowing this piece of information, I can reasonably come to the conclusion that the subpoena was not validly issued. And so Dina Hinshaw says, thanks for this invalid subpoena because it was not issued by the court properly. I don't have to abide by it. It's not compelling on me. It is not sanctionable in the event that I don't abide by this subpoena because it was not validly issued. It was not a valid subpoena in the first place. Where people are really drawing some inferences to this is that the Crown apparently announced its intention to drop the ticket against King. And people are saying, you know, this, in conjunction with the admission that they do not have the documents requesting the subpoena, you know, is a wholehearted victory for this individual. It proves everything anyone's been saying about COVID. Not so much. The Crown drops tickets all the time. They drop these types of infractions all the time. In fact, for anybody who knows, if you contest these tickets, more often than not, or at the very least, oftentimes, the court will just drop the charges. Not the court, the Crown will drop the charges because it's too much of a pain in the neck to pursue them. And this illustrates part of the problem of the issuance of these infractions in the first place. For anybody who knows, and I've had discussions with people who are on the inside of the issuing of these tickets, it's not necessarily profiling, but there is a strategy of issuing these tickets to individuals who seem likely to pay them without contesting them. So call it profiling in the sense that the police, the authorities, tend to issue these tickets to people who they do not think are going to contest them because it's not worth the Crown's time to go to court and argue these tickets out because, by and large, they have been issued as alleged infractions to violations of health orders that were never passed in any sort of meaningful legislative manner. They were issued under the Emergency Health Act, the Public Health Act, of whatever jurisdiction they're in. So it's arguable whether or not they're enforceable in the first place. A lot of people have been contesting them, and a lot of them have been getting dropped, where the Crown basically says, we don't want to pursue it anymore. Good, enjoy your victory. We're going to go collect from someone else who's more susceptible to pay without questioning. And this happened in a lot of cases. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms was involved in a case with the pastor who was jailed, and the Crown dropped all but one of the charges. So it happens all the time, and it's not an admission that the Crown is saying, we have no evidence whatsoever. And in this case, in particular, the Crown dropping the charges is no more than that. It happens all the time. The Crown saying, we don't have the information requested in your subpoena, or we're not providing it, we're not communicating it. From the sounds of it, they're probably saying that because they do not have to produce it, because the subpoena was invalid in the first place, and Dina Hinshaw, the Crown, knows they've gotten served with an invalid subpoena. They do not need to comply with it. So some of what is being said and described in the story is true. Alberta is lifting the measures. Dina Hinshaw is now publicly stating that they're going to treat COVID more like any other respiratory illness. The Crown dropped the charge against this guy, and they might have said in the court that they don't have the information, they don't have the documents requested in the subpoena, whether or not that's because they didn't bring it because they didn't have to, or it's an admission that they never had it in the first place, that is where we cross the line from what the evidence shows to what some people might say the evidence says, even though it might not say quite that. So that is the breakdown. I hope it will allow people to understand what is going on in that story. It is very interesting. Alberta's not the only province to be lifting the measures. I'm in New Brunswick right now. New Brunswick has lifted the measures. There's no more face masks indoors. There's no more checkpoint at the border, from what I'm told. But that does not mean that I'm any less angry about the checkpoint that I had to go through to get here. But a number of the provinces are lifting the measures. Yes, it is probably because of some political pressure. It's also probably because of vaccination status. It's also probably because of the numbers where they are, where they have been for a while, which could arguably not justify the measures that had continued to be in place. But it does not necessarily prove everything that this individual is saying in the Stu Peters interview. And it's better that most people truly understand that. Now, with that said, I am starting to sweat. And if you like my videos and you like my content, please be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. If you've watched until now and you're not subscribed and you haven't hit the notification bell, I don't know what I can do, but if you like this, just be sure to share it around so people can learn. If you want to support the channel, support links are in the pinned comment. Robert Barnes and I, everybody knows, do weekly live streams every Sunday. We do weekly streams with a guest every Wednesday called The Sidebar. If you want to support us, you can find us on Locals at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And with that said, I better turn on the air conditioning because I am starting to sweat like an animal that sweats. Peace.
All right. Interesting channel. I'll have to look this guy up.
By popular demand, because I cannot.
He's not quite right there, but I think my analysis is actually pretty good. Whoa, 375,000 subscribers. Viva free. Wow, that's amazing. Whoa, 18,000 views. Well, obviously, this guy is huge. Wow. Okay, I guess I'll subscribe to this guy. That's amazing. Never heard of him in my life. I have no idea what his views on COVIDs are. But, okay, let me just go ahead and thank a new Patreon. I got a new Patreon tonight. I don't know who you are. I'm going to give you... I'll just say your initials are KF because your name is a very different name than I'm used to. I don't know if you're a member of the website, but thank you so much. You subscribed for $9.11 a month, and I'm very grateful for that. So thank you very much. I'm going to see if this person's... I don't use people's PayPal names. I usually use usernames. Because maybe we know this person, and I don't know their real name or their PayPal name. So thank you very much, KF. And if you want to let me know what your username is, I will be super happy to put your username into the donor page. So fakeologist.com/donate. And somebody donated, and I really appreciate you, KF. So thank you very much. Let's quickly look at the chat. Steve83, I think I've talked to Steve. Steve83 says, do you really believe this COVID simulation will never end? This is truly our new normal. As pessimistic as I usually am, I feel forced to be optimistic, having two young kids and a new human resource being developed now due in a month. Well, congratulations, Steve83. That's amazing. Well done. Yeah, I don't think the simulation's going to end, so you better get used to it and just adjust to it and try not to get too stressed out. I'm trying not to be stressed out over things I can't control. It's not easy, but that's why I do this broadcast. And it helps. It helps a lot talking to normal people. And I don't think resistance is futile. I think when people listen to people like us who were pretty reasonable, we're pretty sensible, level-headed, we're not hysterical, but we are super worried and concerned that the mass population has gone cuckoo by not understanding basic health. That is a concern. But that's why we talk about it. We point out the problems on both sides, the resistance side and the official side. And hopefully people will side with us. Because I think fakeologists are the smartest crew out there. We understand media fakery. We understand psyops. We understand a lot about health. We have a broad range of knowledge. And I think it's super valuable what the community contributes. So that's why I do these broadcasts. And the next broadcast will be tomorrow. If everything goes well, that'll be tomorrow, Thursday, last day of the week for the broadcast. And then we'll be back Saturday morning. But signing off now, it is Wednesday, August 4th, 2021, 9:51 in the p.m. We went a little longer because I did play some videos. And really, basically, what you're doing, you're just watching me do my research. This is how I do it. I just go zinging and zagging. So now I found this guy's channel. So now I can go see who he is. This is how you do research. And this is obviously a really huge channel. Wow. And I guess he's Canadian? I've never heard of the guy. Never heard of the guy at all. But looks like he puts a lot of effort into it. He's running for parliament. Woohoo. Interesting. Okay. Wow, he was on Alex Jones. Interesting. I don't watch Alex, so I wouldn't have figured that out. But he's obviously a pretty smart guy. I don't even remember his name. All right, we're going to sign off now. Thanks for listening. And again, I don't know if you're listening to the show. Downloads don't matter. Views don't matter. The only way I know is if you contact me via email at ima@fakeologist.com or anything@fakeologist.com, I'll get it. And if you go to fakeologist.com and donate, that's how I know. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time. Good night.